Well, obviously, it's an ongoing investigation. I've been advised not to talk about it. It's an unfortunate situation. Through my career, I've tried to stay out of the media in that light as a distraction to this team. I know the team's been busting their butt the last couple weeks since I've been down in Miami, and I've been trying to do the same thing. I've been talking with the guys. I've had a lot of support of the staff, a lot of support of my teammates. I've had great communication with Coach Bradley and also with Dave as well throughout this with their support, and has been helping me get through some tough times. But, you know, it's just one thing that it just happened.
Maurice, can you tell us whether you stand by what your attorney and your agent first said?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I like I said, I can't speak on it. I mean, it's an ongoing investigation. It's going to, everything, when it ends, everything will come out.
But if your agent and your attorney both make comments, that you agree with what they said?
I mean, they, all this asks the same thing. Your attorney and agent came
right, right. Yeah, and I, like I said, I can't speak. I mean, once it's done, it'll be done.
But do you think they jumped the gun because they left you no gray area? I mean, they said you were completely innocent.
When it's done, it's done.
When do you think you have a feeling when it will be done?
No, not really. I kind of left to them. You know, that's what they're getting paid for, is to deal with those things. I'm just trying to continue to work on, concentrate on football and get myself back in a great shape.
Maurice, do you expect to meet with the St. Augustine Police Department?
Once again, I can't speak on that. I'm not, you know, anything about this legal matter, obviously I can't talk about. It's an ongoing investigation. I understand that you guys are very, this is why everyone's here, but that's why we decided to have this deal today, so we don't take away from what the team has done and what they're going to do throughout this week. So if we're going to ask any more questions, I would hope it would be about football, rehab.
Tell me what kind of shape you're in. You look like you've lost a few pounds.
Yeah, I've lost a couple pounds. Been training very hard. Really don't know. I can't tell you. I haven't stepped on the scale in a couple weeks, but I feel great. I've been able to run, do some different things. I did some full speed cutting on Thursday, followed by pulling some 115-pound sleds on Friday. Ran a mile on the beach on Saturday, and then came up here on Sunday. So. Things are going in the right path. Obviously, with rehab, you're gonna have some off days where it's gonna be some residual pain here and there. But you know, as long as things are going in the right direction, I feel like everything's gonna be all right.
Do you anticipate doing anything tomorrow on field?
Oh no, I'm still not gonna be able to do anything. I'll be on the side as usual. Still have to go meet with Dr. Anderson before I can do anything, and then be cleared by our doctors here as well. So I still have a. Waiting for that to be done. Hopefully that'll be done here in a couple months.
Do you feel the need to address the teammates today, tomorrow,
I've had great communication with these guys throughout this whole unfortunate incident, but if I do, it'll stay between us. I personally just don't know, just as of now. I haven't got a chance to talk to everybody. I've only talked to a couple guys, so.
I know you can't talk about the incident per se, but what do you want to tell your fans? What do they need to know about what happened, and is there anything you want to let them know? And how do you feel about all the attention on all of this?
About the attention of it, obviously, I'm disappointed in that. Not only has it affected myself, the Jaguars, it's affected my family as well. You know, my kids go to school here. My wife is in town, so they hear a bunch of the things as well. And this is an unfortunate incident. That's really all I can say about it.
What are you hoping to accomplish today, Maurice?
My deal today was really to just get this. It's a big distraction, and I've never wanted to be that. And I've never wanted to be a distraction to this team, period. I always wanted to come out and do my job to the best of my ability and help this team win games as best I could. And knowing that this mini camp is coming up, it's a big deal. I'd rather get it done today than take away from what these guys have been doing. So tomorrow, when you see those guys out there busting their butts, you can ask them about that, not about what happened or about me, because obviously I'm not on the field right now, and so I just don't want to be a distraction anymore, and just kind of get over with it.
Is it what word would you use to be blamed for something that you clearly not a part of? Are you aggravated, or
complaint you can have?
I don't know how to answer that. Frustrated, yes. Not necessarily because of what's said in the media, but because my kids were affected by it more than anything. You know, my children have nothing to do with what went on or whatever, you know, was said. And for people or for children to have to deal with that is tough. So that was probably the toughest thing I've had to deal with this far. And that's for my teammates as well. Those guys have nothing, you know, those guys have been busting their butts, and for them to have to answer questions about me is ridiculous.
It happened last year, though.
Last year, two different situations, though, right?
You're still a distraction 2 years in a row.
I wouldn't say a distraction at all. I mean...
Which one?
Last year was a business situation, right? I wouldn't call that a distraction. The business decisions are made all the time.
When the coach's star players, new coach's star players missing all of off-season, that's a bit of a distraction.
Yeah, but I'm missing this off-season too, right? So.
No, you were here.
For some of it, then I left. I'll be gone again.
But you'll be here for the mandatory?
Definitely. I mean, they're two different situations. And so I just want you guys to kind of get what you got to get out now so you guys can focus on the great pass that will be thrown tomorrow, the great receptions, the great defense, and give those guys the credit that they deserve. I mean, like I said, I've been talking with those guys throughout, even from the time I left, and just to hear how they've been working and reading the reports, that some of the good reports that you guys have been writing. Not the bad ones, but just the good ones. It's been great, so I'm very, very excited. I mean, one of the things that's been frustrating for me is just not being out there with my teammates, especially at this time. That's one of the toughest things to do when you want to go out there and you want to help, but you can't. You have to sit on the side and rehab and do. That's probably the toughest thing you have to go through. So,
if you had been healthy, would you have stayed
at
the OTAs, or would you have still
practiced workouts? I wouldn't have been here in April. You know, I usually come for the month of May. That's the time I'm here with the team. So probably in April, I probably would have been gone. Then I'd have been here for the month of May, and then went back down to South Florida where I trained. So,
Maurice, given where you're at right now physically, what do you feel are the chances for you to have what you would define as a special season?
Well, right now I feel like I'm on schedule for whatever. For the rehab of the foot, I have no pain in my foot at all, which is it's a positive deal. More than anything, is stiffness in the ankle from being in that boot for 4 months. That was probably one of the toughest things. After the 4 months, you have a month to try to walk, get your walk back right. Then you have a month to start getting your run, to start to get your running mechanics going. And then after that, it's just training. And so we're at the end of this fifth month period. And like I said before, I've been pulling sleds and sprinting, cutting full speed. I'm very excited about that. Now it's just going into the end of June until July and just getting my conditioning right and getting myself ready to play, you know, a full season.
As a follow-up, do you expect to be with the Jaguars in 2014, or are you really kind of uncertain at this point?
I think we're all uncertain. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. All I can do is control what I can control, which is coming in shape. And being ready to play at a high level that I've played at, you know, it is. I'll tell you one thing that upsets me is throughout my 7 years in this league, I've always played at a high level, and I've trained down in South Florida the whole time. This is nothing new. And I've come back in shape, and I've done all these great things, and yet people still question my ability to play the game. I mean, that's upsetting. That's frustrating more than what we're, you know, what we're all here for. That's frustrating.
Who is that?
Who are?
I'm just in general. I'm not saying. I mean, I read reports that said I'm fat and out of shape, and yes, that does happen when you can't walk for 3 months and you can't work out, you can't do certain things because you have to protect the integrity of your foot. That does happen, yes, but you know, I've never put myself in a way to say, you know, to not be out and be able to perform at the level I performed at. Even last year when I didn't do anything, I came back and performed at the level I performed at from the beginning since I've been here. So, I mean, that's more than what we're, you know, obviously you guys are all here for, that legal issue. I'm more frustrated about that than I am anything else. Because I've played at a high level, I've prepared at a high level, I don't see any difference now.
You're coming out of this ranking for this?
I don't see any difference now. I came off a major knee injury too, didn't I?
But Liz Frank is different. A lot of people don't come back from many podiatrists about Liz Frank.
I've talked to a lot of people about it. I've came off a major knee injury where I couldn't run for 8 months and still came out and performed at a high level. Those are certain things that we don't talk about. And that's frustrating. I think that's very frustrating to me. And like I said before, it's not fuel to the fire, because at the end of the day, I'm going to go out here and do whatever I can for my teammates. And the best thing I can do is come back in the best shape of my life and help these guys.
You have something to prove. Are you back to that?
No, I don't have anything to prove.
You got to prove you can come back from this injury.
I got to prove that we can win, right? That's what I got to prove, that we can win.
If you couldn't win, we'd get 1,600 yards, right?
It means you got to get more. You got to do something. Yeah,
couple
right?
More guys.
Maurice, was it a mistake being at that location?
No. It's the off season. In the off season, you can go out and do what you would like. You know, we went out, we were having a good time, and an unfortunate situation happened. That was it.
Can you tell us if the St. Augustine police have asked you to come talk to them?
I've answered that question. I'm not going to speak on the legal. I appreciate that.
In talking to Gus and Dave, did you give them a full explanation of what happened, and are they satisfied with what you told them?
We've had great communication about it. I'm not going to go into detail what we talked about, but we've had multiple. I can tell you this: I've talked more with Gus and Dave than I've talked with any coach, head coach, GM in the offseason, period. And so that's a positive. That's something that, you know, the trust that we've created through this situation is going to work better for everybody in the end. So.
What kind of criticism that you took, Maurice, was your defense with Justin Blackman?
Right.
Do you regret any of that, or what do you think that your teammates are going to say now about you?
I don't regret anything I said. That's how I feel. My teammates, like I said, I've talked with those guys. Some of these guys, obviously some of the rookies don't know how I am or who I am. But the guys that have been here, they understand. They know that I'm gonna go to battle for anybody, right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, that's what you do as a teammate. You know, like I said, everybody makes mistakes. So is this something you got to learn from? You just got to continue to do what you have to do and just be a better person at the end of the day.
Did you make a mistake?
Vito, I'm not. What?
We just said everybody makes mistakes.
We're talking about.
You were.
All right. Listen, if we could just keep the football, that'd be great.
About your health. You were.
So you can say you're
admittedly out of shape because you hadn't been able to run or. Since
right.
December, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. No. I was out of shape. I've been in a boot. I was non-weight bearing for 6 weeks. I've been in a boot for another 6 weeks, which they really didn't want you to work out because if you put pressure on, your screws can break, certain things, and you have to go through that whole surgery again, which obviously you don't want to do that because Vito said it's a tough injury to come back from. And that's one of the things. I took precaution. Now, yes, I gained weight from it. I mean, I'm a kind of guy, if I don't do anything, I just sit around and eat, I'm going to gain weight. I'm not, you know, there's some guys that can do that and they lose weight. I'm the total opposite. So it's just going to make it a tougher off season for me, which I'm planning to do, and I'm going to continue to work out and come back in shape and be ready to play.
Last question. Ready for training camp? Ready to start training camp?
Is that the question we're going to ask? you are something else, man. I like it. I love this. Listen. My plan is to be ready for training camp. Now, with the doctors and speaking with the doctors and Dave and all those things, get everything ready for that. I don't know if I'll be on the field that day, but that's my plan. That's my goal, is to be on the field running full speed at that time, making any type of, you know, cuts and movements that I have to do. And just be ready to play ball.
Do you need preseason carries to be ready to carry 25 times in week one?
I don't know. That's not up to me. It's up to the coaches. They, you know, some seasons I haven't carried the ball in preseason and came out week one, and I think last year I got 22 or 19 or whatever it was, and then there's been other years where I've carried the ball in preseason. And it's you're going to be sore at the end of the day anyways. It's all the same. It's no difference.
Are you back in Miami after minicamp?
Yes, I'll be back to Miami after minicamp.
Through June?
Till training camp, yes.
Sorry about the Eagles.
Since you haven't been here.
Oh, no, I ran this offense in college. Same exact offense, a little different terminology, but being here in April helped me out a bunch. I got about 6 weeks of studying the playbook. And my goal is to come back in the best shape. It sucks not being out there with my teammates and not being able to run with them and being able to coach younger guys or whatever it may be. So that's something I'm still working on, and hopefully come training camp I'll be ready to play.